From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. John McAfee, the antivirus software founder, wanted for questioning in connection with a murder in Belize, landed at Miami International Airport last night for what he called some rest and relaxation in South Beach. But as reporter Marva Hinton tells us, it was an unplanned vacation.
John McAfee says officials in Guatemala put him on a plane to Miami after releasing him from jail. McAfee was detained there after slipping into the country illegally from Belize, where authorities want to question him about the murder of his neighbor, who was an Orlando area contractor. McAfee told WFOR-TV in Miami that he was innocent.
Let me be clear. I have nothing to do, absolutely nothing, with the murder in Belize.
After landing at MIA, McAfee took a cab to South Beach. Throughout this ordeal, he's been updating a blog. The last entry asked that the media respect his privacy. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Florida's Public Service Commission is considering a proposed $543 million base rate settlement with Florida Power & Light without the consent and over the objections of the office that represents consumers in the state. The Office of Public Counsel says the settlement with three groups of commercial customers is a bad deal for most FPL residential customers. The Florida PSC is scheduled to vote today on the proposal. Over a four-year period, it would raise base rates for a typical residential customer by nearly $10 a month. Company officials say they expect overall residential bills to increase much less, though, due to reductions in fuel charges. A small percentage of commercial customers, though, would see their overall rates go down or at least remain flat, while FPL stockholders would be allowed higher returns. The Office of Public Counsel never signed off on the plan, arguing that the utility's base rate should be lowered instead. FPL serves 4.6 million homes, businesses, and other customers in South Florida, primarily on the state's East Coast. The cost of the Florida prepaid college plan has been jumping in recent years. Florida universities keep boosting tuition to be more in line with the national average. Governor Rick Scott says the price of a prepaid four-year university plan for a newborn has increased by more than 350% in the past 6 years.
You take my grandson, August. We've looked at doing prepaid in his case. It's $54,000. $54,000. If we want to pay for it up front, I think it's $332 a month. Putting that in perspective, more than 50% of the families in our state make less than $50,000 a year.
Scott says if tuition had risen each year based on a regular inflation rate, the prepaid college cost would only be $18,000 instead of $54,000. University presidents recently announced they would not seek a tuition increase next year if the state provides an additional $118 million in funding. Sports: Golden State's Draymond Green made a layup with 0.9 seconds left. The Warriors beat the Heat last night in Miami 97-95. The Heat lose for only the second time in 12 games as LeBron James' baseline jumper clanged off the rim as time expired. He had 31 points in a losing cause. Follow us on Twitter at WLRN. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.